We must strive
to
accomplish complete
enlightened state
for the sake of liberating infinite kind mother sentient beings. It's for that reason we should cultivate the altruistic motivation or what we call bodhicitta motivation. With that kind of motivation, we should all participate in the teaching.
Chö dhug bhi junsin thakar resun ta di junsin tibhe ta yabhi chevur res.
I think we must
chúng ta phải
understand well
chúng ta hiểu một cách
what are the reasons
rốt ráo rằng một trong những lý do
why we need to
tại sao
receive or listen to dharma teaching or spiritual teaching.
Ti karne sena ngaran so
ang mai nghe nữa hả
ta de je dile ani tu ta de ni dewa dewan de dungi chan mi de ta ni ki chom ni ki war ba
xin
lỗi. In a very basic
đứng một cách căn bản
deep down in all of our
chúng ta quán chiếu ở trong cái dòng tâm thức của mình
and others are all the same in
that we
always want happiness
có một điểm,
and có we don't want
chung.
Any
chúng ta đều mong cầu có được hạnh phúc
problem.
Và chúng ta không ai mong cầu có cái sự đau khổ một vấn đề không mong cầu.
So where should we looking for in terms of fulfilling
chúng ta
happiness that we are seeking
phải tìm cầu ở đâu để chúng ta có được cái hạnh phúc mà chúng ta
preventing or getting rid of suffering that we do not want.
Chúng ta cùng lúc chúng ta muốn loại bỏ tất cả những cái đau khổ mà chúng ta không mong cầu.
Where do we find answer? Then we have to come back to
look inside our mind. Chúng ta đi tìm ở đâu? Thì cái câu trả lời chúng ta quay lại nội quán ở trong dòng tâm thức của mình.
So when we say that we all seek happiness again, seeking happiness has to be found in our own state of mind. It's basically in our mind we have this wish,
for
happiness. And then when we say that we don't want any kind of problem or suffering again, we have to look inside our mind to understand that we have this wish, not to have any kind of problem or suffering. So basically, the wishes or the aspirations that we all share, we all meaning both self and others, are just the same. And to understand that, to recognize that we have to look in our own state of mind.
Hiểu được như vậy, chúng ta phải quán chiếu lại
So again, I remind you and all of us to understand that we are not making a theoretical proposition here that seeking happiness and not wanting suffering, these are all found in a state of mind. As if the state of mind is something abstract. We have nothing to do with it personally, so to speak. That has no personal relevance. As a matter of fact,
mà chúng ta không thể thấy ở đâu thực sự là một trong dòng tâm thức của mình. Cái điều mà thầy muốn nhắc nhở ở đây là
we have to look inside our own state of mind and understand
that each
of us, as a person, as an individual, as a sentient being, has this wish for happiness, and we don't wish for suffering. So these are not kind of a theoretical propositions in an abstract world. But these are what we really feel inside in our own state of mind. And that's very important to be recognized and to be understood. And also, when we say that, we not only seek happiness, but
chúng
we
ta luôn luôn
also
mong
want
cầu
to experience happiness.
Chúng ta muốn có
not only that we don't wish for suffering, but we don't like
chúng ta không có đau khổ,
the experience of
và chúng
suffering.
Ta không có những cái kinh nghiệm
so this means
đau khổ,
basically we have to look in our own state of mind. And now the question that arises is, does that mean that it is one state of mind that produces and happiness that we are seeking, or experiences the happiness that we are seeking, and experiences the suffering that we do not wish for? Now, the answer to that question is no. It's not the same, state of mind that brings us happiness and suffering.
Như vậy, cùng một lúc, có một cái tâm mong cầu hạnh phúc, không muốn đau khổ. Câu trả lời là không. Trong dòng tâm thức của chúng ta không phải có một lúc mà có như vậy.
So in order to understand the points which I've just highlighted,
we need to
recognize that within each of us,
thầy đề nghị như vậy,
categorically speaking, we could experience three states of mind, if you will.
Thì mỗi chúng ta sẽ có một trạng thái tâm thức.
A positive state of mind or
dần dần virtuous của chúng ta,
state of mind.
Ta quan sát, thì chúng
and then
ta
there is negative state of mind or non-virtuous state of mind. And then there is a state of mind which is we call neutral in the sense
có ba loại
that
tâm
it is neither positive nor negative.
So each of us
experiences or could experience these three different
trong
types
một cái dòng tâm thức của
mind.
Chúng ta là chúng ta có thể kinh nghiệm được ba loại tâm thức này.
Wrong người Julie bị xem lúng mắt tiền gì? Ghi mình cái cái em ấy bị xem lúng mắt tiền tí anh ấy rằng điều bất kỳ vô như ta zoi ta như vậy yêu mà hết.
Now if we in what we call unspecified state of mind or neutral state of mind.
Unspecified
is a literal translation of the Tibetan term Lumaten. So what that really means is that we are in a state of mind that is neither positive nor negative. So while in that state of mind, that state of mind does not have the ability to bring us either happiness
hoặc là
or
hạnh phúc,
suffering
hoặc là gây ra những nỗi đau khổ.
Rõ lẽ này đúng hết rồi, ta đúng hết rồi, lui chứ đúng hết, xem chứ đúng hết, như thế. Ta tin như càng rồi càng đi như này à? Anh ấy rằng cái chuyện là như vậy, anh ấy xem ta mới ghi vào đi, anh ấy chỉ đi lấy sa mới ghi vào chỉ chỉ lấy sa này, thế rằng như vậy.
Now, when we encounter and experience problems and suffering, these are
closely
related with our negative state of mind. And if it ends up with that, like when our mind is in a negative state, is in a non-virtuous state, being in that non-virtual state, we are creating negative karma.
And it also influences
us to create negative karmas, karmic actions. And these negative karmic actions produce or bring us problems and suffering.
So that is the
causal connection or the link between negative state of mind and suffering.
Và cái đó nó đưa đến nó có một cái nối mối liên hệ
So our physical discomfort and physical unhappiness, our mental discomfort and unhappiness
are the results
of negative karmic actions that we ourselves create and accumulate, which are related to, causally related to our negative state of mind. And in contrast, whatever physical comfort and happiness that we experience, and whatever mental comfort and happiness we experience, these are the results of positive karmic actions that we ourselves create and accumulate, which are causally related with our own positive state of mind. So now we look at these three different types of mind and how a positive state of mind is causally related with happiness through, if you will, the medium of positive karmic actions, and how our negative state of mind is causally related with suffering, and that is mediated by our negative karmic actions. Okay, so okay, now what's the lesson we need to take from this, if you have this, that we need to, what we call, discipline our mind, or we need to train our mind.
So
training our mind or disciplining our mind or subduing our mind or taming our mind, all those words we use come to the same thing. Is what does it mean is that we need to transform our negative state of mind into positive. In other words, we prevent the rise of negative state of mind. We want to abandon negative states of mind, and we want to create positive states of mind, and we want to enhance them. So that whole thing, abandoning negative state of mind and cultivating positive state of mind, all of those things are part and parcel of mental discipline or mind training or taming our mind. Relating to that, as we often say that Shakyamuni Buddha, our historical teacher,
Đức Phật,
has taught as many as 84,000 discourses to suit the needs and dispositions and capacities of different beings. But the purpose behind all these extensive discourses that Buddha has given is to help us, help us to pacify the unpacified state of mind that we have. In other words, to make our unpeaceful mind into peaceful mind, state of mind, and to subdue our unsubdued, unruly state of mind.
So
So as spiritual practitioners, or those who are interested in spiritual practice, Dharma practice, we must always keep in our mind and remind ourselves that the very purpose of our study and practice of Dharma, spirituality, is to bring about that inner transformation, to make our unpacified mind into a pacified state of mind, or make our unpeaceful mind into a peaceful state of mind, and to make our unsubdued mind into a subdued state of mind. Now that is the purpose of our study and practice of Dharma.
Pembachita, and Ranga, any Nyane Sheva, Anita, Dungi, Hivata, Devata, then be Tabla, Droachi, Tubs and Droachi, Tanga, she would was.
So, as we embrace Dharma or spirituality, it's really, really important for us to apply ourselves sincerely into the study and practice of Dharma, so that Dharma does not become kind of some lip service Dharma. It's not a lip practice Dharma. By that, what we mean is that by through the study and practice of Dharma, we try to bring inner transformation, positive changes within our own state of mind. That by practicing Dharma, cultivating spirituality in our mind, that we are creating causes for peace and happiness, and we are counteracting the causes of problems and
suffering. It
is of utmost importance and essential that we do not have disparity between our own state of mind and spirituality or Dharma. In other words, there should not be a gap between Dharma, spirituality, and our own state of mind. As we say, we are practicing Dharma, we are studying Dharma, that is what we are doing, and our state of mind are not in accord with each other, then there is a disparity, there is a gap. We say we are doing something, or we feel like we are doing something, but still there is a gap between our state of mind and what we do. There should not be that gap or disparity. We have to see that our mind merges, it becomes one with
spirituality or Dharma.
Because of the importance and essentiality of these things which I have just very briefly laid out and explained to you, our lineage masters, they have said this kind of prayer to their lineage masters, "Oh, bless me so that I'm able to direct my mind into Dharma or spirituality," which means that they're able to, reduce the gap or disparity between our state of mind and Dharma, that our mind is really, is involved, is one with a Dharma. And then they also pray that bless me and me and others so that we are able to succeed in cultivating Dharma as a spiritual path in our own state of mind. Bless me and others so that we are able to overcome obstacles and interruptions on our way to be able to bring our spiritual path to the fruition state. So they make all these wonderful expressions of prayers, for the reasons that I just laid out, that we need to, we need to do away with disparity between our state of mind and what we say and what we do.
Kora kain do dendish na kyu jire gyu jire sam. Nen kora mi ta kora ki ma kona ki mi te tsu mun do sam. Ne gyo mal kora ka yong bro.
I know that many of you who have been long students of Dharma have heard this very insightful and inspiring story. Which is recorded in the Lamrim treatises. At one time, when Dzongtsenpa was at his seed monastery called Ratting Monastery, and he observed a Tibetan, who felt that while everybody around him was doing some kind of practice, they were either circumambulating, that means they are going around the temples, the monasteries, or they are reciting something, or they're doing meditation, and he observed all this. So he felt like, okay, I need to do, something that people are doing, otherwise he felt like he was not part of the whole community or society. So he wanted to be a social person. He wanted to do what others are doing. So one day, he went to circumambulate to go around a stupa. So Dzongtsenpa observed this man, and Dzongtsenpa could see through his mind, and so Dzongtsenpa went to him and said, it's very nice that you are, doing koras, means going round the stupa, circumambulating. But don't you think it's better to do a practice? So then Dzongtsenpa said, don't you think it's better to practice? Because practice in this context means cultivating or practicing Dharma. So then he thought, maybe doing circumambulation is not really considered Dharma practice. Well, maybe I should change it. So then, next day, he sat in a corner of a temple, and then he started reading the Dharma scriptures, as if he thought reading the Dharma scriptures, now that is a practice. And again, Dzongtsenpa came to him, and he found this man reading Dharma scriptures. Then he said, sir, the Chō is the Tibetan expression respect, which means master or sir. He said, oh, sir, it's really nice you are reading scriptures, but don't you think it's better to do a practice? So then he thought, okay, I think reading scriptures is really not considered Dharma practice. So, okay, now I think the next thing that's left for me to do is to meditation. Because you see people sitting in a nice meditation postures with their eyes kind of closed down. And he thought, okay, that's what practice is. So one day he found himself a corner of the temple, and then he sat in a meditation posture with eyes closed, and looks like he's a good meditator, but nothing in his mind to think about. His mind is empty, because he has not much learning about Dharma. And again, Ramdamba saw him in meditation posture at least, and he said, oh, sir, it's very nice you're doing meditation, but don't you really like to do practice, you know?
Ngài ngồi cái tư thế ngồi thiền đẹp lắm, nhưng mà tu tập thì chắc chắn đẹp hơn ngồi trong cái tư thế đó.
So then he was amazed by this question from Dhamdhamba. Advice from Dhamdhamba. Dhamdhamba said, "You need to renounce this life." So from that statement, Dhamdhamba of course did not advise him to go and commit suicide. You know, he didn't mean like, okay, kill yourself. This life is not worth to live. He didn't say that. But he didn't mean you need to renounce this world. Meaning that we need to renounce our worldly attachment and attachment clinging to worldly activities. So basically, Dhamdhamba was saying, consider the interest of this lifetime less important, and you should attach more importance to the well-being of future lives. So now relating this to ourselves, personally, as we engage in the spirituality of Dharma, if we attach more importance to the well-being of future lives, and see that what we practice has nothing to do with worldly concerns, eight worldly dharmas, then at least what we practice, we see that our practice is not marred by eight worldly concerns or attitudes, then at least what we practice becomes a spiritual practice, or what we call Dharma practice. So with that much, we have at least, we could categorize in some sense in a very liberal way, looking at the lumbering, we can categorize ourselves as being a practitioner of the initial level practice, or the small scope practice. Now we expand our way of thinking and motivation beyond that limit, which I just explained, that we are not only seeking the well-being of future lives here in samsara, but as a matter of fact, we want to get out of samsara. You know, we don't want to have anything to do with samsara. So we cultivate aversion to samsara and its misery, and we are basically finding ways or means or methods with which we can free ourselves from the state of samsaric existence.
Nail nang yong go at some tani 다 되네 아니 상주주 샘시에네 신이단지 상주 사람 거야가 체도 당가랑 그 아니 저 가르 두베이나 아 신이지 된데 상주 공부터가 계속 후회베이나 딱 끊어 내 땅베이나 나 제비 김비출 최고 차도였다.
So with that kind of motivation that we want to do nothing with samsara, we want to get out of samsara, and with that kind of motivation, when we pursue means and methods to free ourselves from samsara or sickly existence, then we are, you see, practicing what we call the intermediate level spiritual practice, the middle school practice. So we want to kind of transcend that level of motivation practice. And we not only, we are not really now preoccupied with our own interest, but we are really, universally concerned with all sentient beings. We see that both ourselves and all sentient beings are caught up in all kinds of problems and suffering in samsara. And so we would like to seek complete enlightened state in order to benefit all sentient beings. And for that reason, we cultivate bodhicitta, or the altruistic motivation. And with that kind of motivation, we engage in any kind of spiritual action or practice. We dedicate our merit gained from our action and practice to achieve enlightened state for the benefit of all sentient beings. With that state of mind, motivation, and the way we engage in the practice, all of this constitute what we call the practice of advanced level practitioner. In other words, the advanced scope of practice.
就是像
cái hàng căn cơ mà chúng ta đã khởi nhập bộ năng bộ đề tâm để dấn thân vào sự tu tập.
So going back to our basic premise is that you know the sole purpose of you know studying and cultivating and practice dharma is to subdue our unsubdued mind, to make our unpeaceful, unspecified mind, unpacified mind into peaceful state of mind.
Chúng ta chuyển hóa của tâm thức của chúng ta từ cái tâm vô minh thành cái tâm minh, từ cái tâm không điều khổ thành cái tâm biết điều khổ. Còn cái tâm vô kỷ luật thành cái tâm có kỷ luật.
Chú rút tăng thì hiếp xe hồ, chá xe rút bí tuyển đá thì chú rút gối ác hồ, tuyển đá thì nghe bá thì hiếp hồ rít, á tí hiếp hồ rít.
So those are my kind of a prelude to returning to that wonderful text called Advice from Kadamba Geshe, and as I often do that, so that I share such thoughts with two motivations to serve as a reminder for those of you who have you know, heard this many times before. You are long-time students of Dharma, practitioners of Dharma. And this might serve a different purpose for people who are new to this Dharma. So if they want to know what does practicing mean, what is the purpose of Dharma practice, you know, what is the soul reason and purpose behind our study and practice of Dharma, then it's very important to understand what I just explained, that there is no other purpose besides disciplining our mind, bringing inner transformation in our state of our mind. So with those words, I would like to return to where we left off in this wonderful text called A Miscellaneous Collection of Kadamba Geshe's
personal advice. Hei, ini tak, danga kata, kandi cisu ini tak ti ini, sanji kumpat hoya ke danga tak cepat je kandi cisu ini tak besar meba, ni lekan naro nas kasih
Just to remind you what we were the approach to Great Master Dom Thamba. Just like all the great assembly of monks here, they have also come to see complete enlightened state. Dom Thamba has received all the teachings from the great Indian master Atisha, whose complete name is Dipankar Shirjan Atisha, and how to reach enlightened state. So they request to Dom Thamba, please, without as if holding anything back, kindly transmit the teachers the ways to reach complete enlightened state just as you have received them from great Atisha.
So that chow mataba gonsu di kasan ngi ki ki mas kin sarres.
So Dom Thamba in response to their question request that yes, first one should meditate many times on death and impermanence and law of karmic action and result. So I believe that last week we talked about how to what does, you know, meditating on death and impermanence involve? So I talked a little bit about a particular kind of meditation on the death and impermanence of
life.
So we look carefully at the wordings of great Dom Thamba. He says, meditate many times, literally translating, mantu gom, many times on death and impermanence and long karmic action and result. So what does many times really mean here? Many times is less to do with, accounting or the statistics here, but it's more to do with, in a substantive sense, that we meditate on these things until we really develop so that our meditation is really impacting positively our state of mind. That's what it meant by meditating many times on such topics. So there are two parts of it, meditate on death and impermanence of life, and meditate many times on the law of karmic action and its results. Of course, it's very important for us to educate ourselves about karmic actions and results, and then we have to think about them. We have to meditate on them until we find some, some experience into the
matters.
So we have to understand the causal relationship between karma or karmic actions, and their outcomes or results, debu. So as I was explaining a little bit earlier, that we could broadly think in terms of two types of karma. There's positive karma, which brings positive outcome or result, and then there's negative karma, or negative karma, which brings negative outcomes.
Same thing was in the Gomti Mare, Karezana, quote Jevashen, the Invijunsin, the Tendishenta, Jevashen Gomgris. Jegumta, Yogum is Nani, 제금 세지야 마 당분 좀 그래서 당분 제금 세고 그래서 아니 데이터라 아니 요금 세고 그래서
As I explained last week, relating to death and dying and impermanence of life, when we do meditation here, there are two types of meditation one could do. One is called analytical meditation in Tibetan Chekum, and there is a single-pointed meditation or placement meditation called Jogom. Of these two types of meditation, initially or especially at the beginning, we need to do analytical meditation on such topics. So in the case of long-term actions and the results and their causal relationship, what we really need to do is analytical meditation. We cannot simply focus our mind on them and single-pointedly. We need to understand how certain karmic actions are causally related to certain outcomes of results and why. So we need to really think a lot of, do a lot of analysis, if you will, reasoning and thinking through. And that kind of process involves analytical meditation. So once we do analytical meditation, at the end of our analytical meditation, we could do what is called placement or single-pointed meditation on such topics.
Trong một cái đề mục mà chúng ta thiền quán. Lấy gì ở đây anh ấy? Gidik lấy
Okay, let's keep some of the basic things in mind that when we talk about karma or karmic actions, there are two types. Think of two types here. Positive karmas bring present outcomes or results.
So the darling do sing changing of Japan with singing enough. And then may give a chubuti, may give a chut of tummy bangabuti, and it tell lay tam may give you lechag, she ever tam may give you lechag.
So if one is wondering what are negative karmas and need some examples, so then all the what are called negative actions of body, speech and mind. We often talk about 10 negative karmas of body, speech and mind. So those are examples of negative karmas, as well as the 5 inner crimes. Or boundless negativities, such as killing one's mom and dad. So all of these are examples of negative karmic actions. So when we do any of these negative karmic actions or other negative karmic actions, what kind of outcome we will have? We will have all kinds of suffering. Suffering can be broadly categorized into three types. There is a suffering of suffering, the suffering of misery. There is a suffering of change, and then there is pervasive suffering. And all these different types of suffering are the outcomes or the results of negative
karmas.
Now, when we abandon the negative actions of body, spirit, and mind, and the 5 heinous crimes, which are the opposites of negativities, these are the examples of positive
karmas. Tatile gave lay chango, tea, namitale yidonga, ane debo de chivonga to tatene yungu.
So by understanding the faults negativities, when we decide, when we commit ourselves, when we don't engage in any of those, so not engaging in negativities, understanding what is wrong with them, involving with them, that would be positive karmic actions.
Lấy ra cái sự tham mà sự ngã cho tên là chưa thành chưa suy nghĩ lấy ra cái tên là chưa mà to karma sẽ thì mà to lấy thì mà to để biết khi người mình ham muốn như là thế có bao nhiêu
so of course karma is a Sanskrit term and in Tibetan we call it le and in Tibetan we often make it very clear we talk about lende le junde means le as in karma q as in cause and devo as in outcome of result so which means basically as soon as we hear the term le for karma we should be able to bring to our mind that karma is causally related with its outcome
cái nghiệp đó có thể nó cũng liên hệ kết quả thì đấy chị asam thi tăng ta tí thôi là anh ta đâu lịch sống rồi đấy, lấy mà chế bắt ta mình chế ấy sẽ tắt cái người sống không rồi, rằng cái cái mấy cái lấy cái gì cái gì nào thì mất rằng mất sao na, thì nam thì đúng như ta đeo vào cano kia ta rằng nhung mà đấy.
In sutras, there are important statements made about, definitive statements, I should say, made about law of karmic actions and results.
It is said
that if we do not create and accumulate certain karmic actions, we will never experience their results. Now, this is a definitive statement. About you know, good and bad karmic actions. In other words, that if we never create and accumulate positive karmic actions, we cannot expect to experience positive outcomes from such actions. If we do not create any negative karmic actions, then we really do not have to worry about experiencing negative outcomes of this karma, because that is a definite thing about karma. So that's important, major aspect of karma, if you will, that we will not experience the results of karma, both good and bad, that we have not created.
Nên là ráng cái này
đứng người cả hai phương viện thiện nghiệp và ác nghiệp mà chúng ta không tạo thì chúng ta cũng phải trả cái quả lấy chúng ta mới cái nào
khoe chỉ giúp cho sao tất tử là không mất đi đừng có mất đi
because I think some people might be worrying like oh my how to say you know am I going to suffer for all the you know karmas that my family members are creating or my friends are creating or members of my community are creating the point to my idea is that we do not experience the results of karmic actions of other people
khi mà nói về nghiệp thì chúng ta không thọ những cái nghiệp của người khác
nhưng mà thì lấy từ sao chứ sao này lấy sao được rồi lấy nhân tiêu số sao vậy na? Thì in rồi bữa tin hiểu được nhân tiêu số mình cái gì?
Of course, you know, sometimes we do experience, you know, the kind of outcome of a karma that we all share in a family or in a community. Because that's basically because we all might have accumulated that karma collectively. So that's like a collective karma that we created long time ago, and now it brings a result. So therefore, as that result comes out, we also experience that along with the other, you know, other people who have created the same karma. So of course, we find a lot of examples given in sutras to illustrate this, you know, definitive aspect of karma. The one I just mentioned is, if we do not create certain karmic actions, we don't experience, we do not experience their results. An example is given, you know, to illustrate this point, which we also find, which is from the sutra, but we also find it in Lamrim.
Để có thể chúng ta có thể học hỏi trong kinh văn và đặc biệt là trong
bộ kinh văn Lam Rim. Sẽ chỉ mà cái anh rất là sắc chi rất sinh ta giải quyết tâm khí cho cái cái juice nam da rekti bare che zan xiao xia zun zu je wo sai ji ge ma ge xiao zha mang bu sen lu ge ya su za ge ge wo ge ni da yu zhe me xie zhe bu ya jun ni dan di je wo sai ji ge ma ge ni xiao zha mang bu sen ta zun zu ji xiao ruo na si an lu xin ya jue bin bare an da da yu zhe me xie zhe kuan de ani le da ge xie ge bu da le nam ri me bu de kuan su ko cha re ko cha da te nge xie ge ma re ali chura ni pe tang gu si ani te ni ये शक्ति करे जब उस जो माँग से से ने पुगनी दूसरी ने शक्ति पुगनी दूसरी या लांग से ने संजीक जंतु जो तो या लांग ने तटी न्याय जो ही में अने पुगे अने शक्ति जंतु कर से ता से जे के माँग के पे से के जो सामान से सामान से ने अ पुगनी बोते संजीक ठीक लियो रे ने पुगनी ता ठीक लियो जो ता ता दिन से ल
So the example we also find in Lam Rim is this, this was the time when Shakyamuni Buddha was alive in India, and there was an Indian king by the name of King Sakya. Of course, this is the Tibetan translation of the Indian name, and I don't know the Sanskrit name, and does it matter to you? Probably not. Anyway, Indian king. Basically destroying the whole Shakya clan. Shakya is like a tribe of a clan, and they would have belonged to that, that tribe. So he was killing a lot of Shakya people. And Ananda could not bear seeing that. And Ananda requested the Buddha, he said, can't you do something now, protect the members of the Shakya tribe that you belong to? And the Buddha said, just Ananda understand, they need to own their karma, meaning that they created the karma before, and the karma has brought its ripening with them now, and nobody can change that. So you have to be responsible for your coming action. They need to own their karma. That's what it says. And then that to convince Ananda, what Buddha did was he picked up two kids from Shakya tribe, from the community, and he kept them near. By himself, Buddha. So when the King Sakya, you know, he basically, how should I say, wiped out the whole that community of Shakya people, when they were all killed, later what happened was these two Shakya kids nearby Buddha also were found dead. So basically Buddha was showing, really, literally showing, not only talking about this, showing to Ananda, this is what is happens with karma. When you have created karma, you pay for it.
Lê Mà-xê-pa-tâm, cái sẽ Lê Mà-xê-pa-tâm. Le majhe patam me thi pi pere me ta seba chui me zao rege ti.
And so the basically the story I just told you, or the example I gave you from the Lam Rim, this illustrates actually, as a matter of fact, the second definitive aspect of karma, which is if you have created and accumulated karma, they simply do not go waste. In other words, if you create an accumulated karma, they, I mean, generally speaking, bring the results. They don't get outdated. There is no expiration date on this one. You know? And so basically Buddha is telling Ananda, once anybody has created karma, because karma is not a fixed entity, you can change karma. Both good and bad. But once a karma has brought its results upon oneself, which is we call ripening of the karma. Once the karma has ripened, the fruit is right in front of your eyes or nose, then nobody can change that, including Buddha. Nobody has the power to change the cause of karma now. It's too late. The result is right here, and you've got to pay for it. You know? And that was the example Buddha gave to illustrate this very point.
Le
maje pa ta me te pe tel ta ngara zun ba ke wa ti ja thong do was kare es na mota chi kin nam ta me mang pu chi na ani kha ki pe shi cha ni kha ki pe shen cha cha ni ma ba shen de en de ta ta zin de mang pu thong do te thong ba de sa yim je ni me mang pu shi chen chi ba shi shung ba yin na ya ani kha shi de na ba cha ni ma ba shen de ge do ten zo ngan cha ma lu ta le ma she ko le ma sa yin cha ti de ba de ma che ba es
I think we can find plenty of examples to illustrate the first definitive major aspect of karma, which is if we do not create certain karma, we will not experience their results. And the examples can be, we can understand, like, you know, there could be a big, could be an earthquake, which destroys many homes and, you know, and many people lose lives, but then many people in the same situation, they come out unharmed. You know, their life is just fine. You know, why didn't they get killed like other people in the same situation? It's just because they did not create karma to die in that kind of particular situation. But take another example. So you're driving, you know, your car pulling, and then there is a bad accident, and unfortunately some people in the car get killed, but others, they come out, their life is not in danger, maybe they get a little hurt or not at all. So why this thing happens right in the same car? In the same accident, some get killed, some get hurt, some don't get. This is because of differences in the, you know, the fact that those who didn't get hurt, they did not create the karma to get hurt in this particular situation. And those who got hurt, those who got killed, is because of their previous karmic
actions. Ani nye bhe toj mehba mazwe na tate keba keba sin de nu lo jato mambu debi na ko mendoya mehba jita ati lichi samtang goya.
Buddha also made a definitive statement about another major aspect of karma, which is karmas are certain in that positive karmas definitely or surely bring positive outcomes, negative karmas surely bring negative outcomes. Of course, this is based on the understanding that before good and bad karmas bring the outcomes, if they are not intercepted or interrupted, if they are not counteracted by other agents. For example, say that one has created good karma, but that karma has not been destroyed by some other factors, then that karma is sure to bring its positive result, no matter how long the time passes by. Maybe many eons pass by, but karma is sure to bring its result. The same thing with negative karma. If the negative karma is not purified through, you know, application of antidotes or through purification practice, no matter how long the time passes by, many eons, thousands of eons, but that negative karma is sure to bring its negative results. So this is what we call the certainty of karmic actions. So what kind of things can interrupt positive karmics bringing their positive results? In other words, the question we need to ask is, if karmas are sure to bring the results, then, you know, could anything else can intercept between the karma and their results? The answer is yes. If we have created positive karma, you know, although they are sure to bring positive results, no matter how long time goes by, but should we get angry that anger will destroy our positive karmic action, which means now the anger interrupted the positive karma. Therefore, the positive karma we created cannot bring any positive results because it was destroyed by the anger caused another delusion. In the case of negative karmic actions, although they are sure to bring negative results, but if in the meantime we practice purification of negative karmas, we apply antidotes to counteract negative karmas, then these negative karmas could be intercepted, that they do not have to or they will not bring their negative outcomes. So that is an exceptional case. Other than that, if we do not do anything, we don't do purification practice, we don't get mad or angry or delusional, then the positive and negative karmic actions that we create and accumulate will definitely bring their positive and negative outcomes.
Chắc chắn những kết quả của nghiệp ác nghiệp chắc chắn sẽ xảy ra.
As it is stated in a Buddhist literature, that even if one has accumulated positive karma or merit
for thousands
of eons, that it could be destroyed by a moment of anger.
Sẽ bị phá, sẽ bị diệt, sẽ bị dập tắt trong một cái thời giận dữ. Trong một cái cơn giận dữ là làm tiêu tan hết tất cả những công đức đã được tích tụ trong bao nhiêu tăng thị. Thế nên
the negative karma is not destroyed by anger. So if you ask what is the mechanism by which good and bad karmic actions could even take long time to bring their results, and how do we account for that? There's so much time left sometimes between the karmas and their fruition. The karmic actions, they have to complete at a certain point of time. Let's say if you want to kill someone and you kill someone yesterday, your action of killing was complete yesterday. It doesn't go indefinitely. You know, yes, you kill someone and that's it. That was yesterday. But what happens is that the negative imprint of that killing, it is deposited on your mind. So all the action was done yesterday, but you are still carrying the imprint, the predisposition of that killing in your mind today, and then for a long time.
Kasi chimgen na te mingre is kanando.
As great Indian master Acharya Chandrakirti said clearly in one of his works, and Keshala quotes the lines from his memory, basically he says that it is seen that in some cases, although they have done the actions, karmas long time ago, eons and eons before, but then now they have to experience the results of their karmas. And so what that basically means is that it's provided that karmas are not counteracted by some other agents, as I explained before, then good and bad karmas will definitely bring the results no matter how long.
It's always there. Rupe thol deu yor be le
thời gian trôi qua bao nhiêu lâu cái nghiệp đó nó vẫn chín rồi
mấy cái thông duyên cái chuyện về mà đấy là mấy thông duyên mẹ rồi ta đấy là để các bạn nhớ có ta thì anh ấy sinh của thôi giáo rồi bên này rằng như vậy nó ta cũng như thôi giáo rồi đấy thế ta ông mà thằng như vậy thì nó sinh chỉ thôi là sinh chỉ thôi giáo rồi ở chân.
So now the question we ask is, okay, when we do good and bad actions, karmas, right, and the actions must complete at a certain point of time, as I just explained to you, but then where do we leave the imprints of our good and bad karmic actions? Do we leave them on our body, or where do we leave them? Well, we do not leave the imprints of our good and bad karmic actions on our body or on some matter.
Thì chúng ta không thể có đặt những trụ từ trong cái tâm của mình một cái đoạn nào.
So mind carries the imprint of positive and negative karma that we do and accumulate. But now the question is, what kind of a mind?
Câu hỏi là cái loại tâm thức nào mang đúng cái chủng tử đó.
Madhyamika school. There is a Madhyamika is a middle way school. It has two sub schools. One is called Sevatantika Madhyamika school.
Giáo lý của Trung đạo.
Sevatantika. There is a set of mind called store.
Chứ là Trung đạo đệ nhất nghĩa đế nói rằng trong cái dòng tâm thức mà cao nhất thì là cái
rằng
các chủng tử này mang lại trong cái ý thức của chúng ta thôi. Còn
đến sau khi hiện thực thì sáng kiến công ty được đâu nên cần năng lượng đấy. Chứ ta ta lấy phế cho anh xem. À, tôi sáng tạo rồi.
So Buddha made four definitive statements about the law of karmic action and its results. And we have briefly discussed three of them already. One, I just run through the list.
Bốn cái điều đó là
we do not experience the result of karma that we don't accumulate. Whatever karma we have created and accumulated, it simply do not go away.
Thì không bao giờ biến mất hết.
Three, there's the certainty of karmic actions, meaning positive karmic actions will surely bring positive results and negative karmic actions will bring surely bring negative results. They don't get confused.
Thì tạo ra kết quả ác nghiệp,
somewhere along the way. Number four, major aspect of karma is the increasing nature of karma. So all these four definitive statements of karma, they apply to both positive and negative karmic actions. Now the fourth one is increasing negative karma. This also applies to both positive and negative karma, meaning that once we create a karma, whether positive or negative, good or bad, if we do not counteract it with some other practice or antidote,
this karma,
it keeps increasing as if it increases. So what does increasing nature of karma mean in a sort of, if we can try to put it in a statistical sense here, it keeps on multiplying here. That is, let's say if we have killed an insect today, not that one insect we killed today. So tomorrow, provided that we have not purified this karma or counteracted this karma, tomorrow this karma has multiplied into two. It is as if we killed two insects.
Then,
the next day,
Ani show show my pinchy doing the whole and then being that drink it is honey chai and they ye the nation is a pecky what is
now the same process that good and bad karmas. So just to give an example of good karma, let's say today we recited one for one, Nếu mà ngày hôm nay chúng ta tụng một thời tụng một cái câu mà chú Om Mani Padme Hum.
So we recited one time today.
Lục tự chân ngôn.
And provided that nếu mà chúng ta tụng một câu thôi.
Nếu mà cái ngực, cái nghiệp, cái thiện nghiệp do tụng câu chú đó không bị tiêu hủy bởi một tinh giận dữ các mục khác. Thì ngày mai thì cái nghiệp đó cũng được ra tăng giống như thằng hai, giống như tụng hai câu chú, mình tới là bốn câu chú, lên không sáu câu chú. Thì cái thiện nghiệp đó được gia tăng càng ngày theo cái sự lý thiện. Cũng cùng một cái cơ năng giống như là chúng ta đã tạo cái ác nghiệp giống như thầy đã giảng trước.
When it comes to the subtleties of
khi mà chúng ta nói đến sự chắc chắn
it is the exclusive domain knowledge of Buddha's enlightened beings. By that what we mean is that even highly realized arahats,
thì cái nghiệp này ứng dụng cho tất cả các chúng sanh, ngay cả những các bậc
cái vận hành của nghiệp này cũng
khó mà giải thích và không hiểu được của các bậc tu chứng khác nhau. Ngay như các bậc A-la-hán cũng không được hiểu được cái vận hành của nghiệp này, chỉ có Đức Phật mới hiểu được sự vận hành của nghiệp của các giáo giáo.
Nhìn thấy ra chuẩn bị tờ răng chất chuẩn bị yores. Thế anh ấy mari pa chào yores. Yên là nhu môn chí mari pa maris.
So in the minds of even highly realized
đứng trong dòng tâm thức của những các vị tu chứng như là các ngài A-la-hán.
A-la-hán is Sanskrit, A-la-hán is Pali, in case somebody thinks I'm saying two things, you know, differently. Those who have a definition in my footnote, those Pali. Who are completely liberated from
đối với những người
from samsara,
đã, đó là những người đã hoàn toàn
being,
tự tại ngoài cõi luân hồi. Đối với các ngài cũng thể nào mà hiểu hết hay là giải thích được tất cả tính cách mà sâu xa của nghiệp.
Thì điều có nghĩa là các ngài
không biết.
But it is not, technically speaking,
không biết không có nghĩa là các ngài vô minh.
Delusion. It is not a delusional ignorance. It's not a deluded ignorance, but it is a different kind of
cái phiền não mà vô minh.
Xong chưa?
Rồi, cái này không phải đến
các bậc thánh là mình bị dụ dỗ sẽ
các cái cái mà
gọi là tên đi. Rồi xong chưa ta? Lên đây sách cho ta chứng kiến sanh mà tôi mà xong chưa ngã ra cho sanh cái xong bị cắt được ta. Lucy yi che xie ene so so sem ton sang tong ni ko jin sing da jin sing ton sang tong ji ge re.
So therefore, their knowledge, even Arahant's knowledge, is not comparable to that of an enlightened being's knowledge. So enlightened being knows about the subtleties of karma and every phenomenon that exists in the universe. And so we need to understand such differences and we need to pay attention to them.
Và phải lưu ý đến những cái điểm này.
And we will stop there today.
Thầy giải thích thời tiết giảng ngày hôm nay tại đây.
Cái này cái nè, mặt ta bảo ta lấy chuẩn để mang đồ gom xe ta, ali tăng bộ chứ, chuẩn chỉ cái nè, chắc chắc khi chích nấu sinh ta, đi nhìn bộ tiếng ấy, khách sạn hôm nay mặt ta bảo gom xe kia, tăng đại lên đi, sang tuần thì kia về ta, thì yêu là mang bộ yêu rồi ta, thì mà rầm bể dùng cơ bắp.
So we are in some way really going into some details. Based on
Now today we unpack what does it mean to meditate on karmic action and its results. So last week I briefly explained the karmic action and results. And so we will do the same thing with the other parts of the answer of Gautama.
li halo we sin tati ani mi gengo chi ta khora chong ja
no
anti ta ani ani khora pe habdi ga habdi ga roma da ani ti khora ge geme de la garse name nome hole nome hole hole ok ko ta pa ba garse khora kyo ga de thamja ga chong ja ani mora ge ji xian duo ta garse hat hat ta xian duo no ze ting ja ta ko xingke ta ma xingke ting ni ani ingal ta garse gure xingke na ne te shwa shwa ta shwa mo la ya ta ani ma xingke ta ya ani te ki ne ke ku pa chi xi ya ta ani ta ne ce rung bo yin ya ta ten de sang tong
so you we have this prayer request for the two names Kesala
ko ke la ye ta ye ta
and I think it's a prayer request for a couple and I think the husband died and that must have shocked the wife and so she is in complete distress and so we pray for a good rebirth for the husband who passed away and we pray for gaining the peace of mind for the survivors
Omane, Ben, 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 Omane yin jing kham de dang yin de nyu che bi gu zuo ta de xin ni tu xin lu zu ta de mei mei shun zhu yong wei xiu.
So we send our prayers for two of them and others in a similar condition situation, and that you heard that the wife, you know, she had heart attack, and may she recover from that and gain her peace of mind. And with that, you know, whatever merit we have accumulated together today, we dedicate it for the flourishing of Dharma, the source of happiness and benefits throughout the universe. Make His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other great holy beings live long and be successful in fulfilling their vision, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May this and other world environments be free of all kinds of pains and problems, and beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality.
Dharuna Magi Sinji Thamjiji, Dinyi Sinji Wale Trone, Sanji Gumparumba Gitobi Jirchuki.
In short, we dedicate our collective merit for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental operation, and may we all reach complete enlightened state quickly.
Nemo Nereye Nyoyodo
Yeah.
shong chu sim chu rambu che ma je da no shi jin ke che ba wa nyam ba me ba wa ta ko ne ko do pe wa shu to ni ya ta wa rambu che ma je ba no shi jin ke che ba wa nyam ba me ba wa ta ko ne ko do pe wa shu ka ra ra ve ko ve jin ka ta re
Thank you.